Item 12.2, Healthy City Strategy 2017-2021. Do I have a mover? Councillor Zephyropoulos. Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Councillor Zephyropoulos?
Health strategy is very important, just like open spaces that we talked about before. And we are obligated to prepare a plan 12 months after council has been elected. We've been able to review the previous four-year strategy, and we have been satisfied that with the accomplishments were quite significant. This strategy that we developed, it both based on the evidence we had, but also through a consultative arrangement with a number of people in the community, including the committee specific for this purpose. I commend this strategy as being an important part of the council's.
Thank you. Councillor Piccinini?
Madam Mayor, this strategy has a framework, and the framework it's a solid focus framework from which council and the community can strategically support, create, and enhance programs that and initiatives that will enhance the health and well-being of our community. There are four focus areas of our four-year health city strategy, and they are inclusiveness and harmonious, healthy and well, safe and resilient, and connected and creative. And with each four focus areas, you will see in the plan that we have action items, and we also have key performance indicators. So it's a very good plan, it's very detailed, and it will guide us as councillors to ensure that we can do the best we can in this 4 years for the health and well-being of our residents.
Thank you. Any speakers against? I'll put that to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. Item 12.3, Warrandyte Special Rate Scheme 2017-2021, further consultation. Do I have a mover?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Galbally?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Conlon? Councillor Galbally?
Yes, if Council can remember back in 13th of December, we actually declared a special rate for the Warrandyte Activity Centre. And yet at a meeting in March 2017, there was a petition by certain traders, and it was becoming quite a divisive subject within the traders of Warrandyte. So a further consultation was done in May 2017, which actually showed that the majority of business owners and property owners were not supportive of this scheme. So given those results and moving forward for the Warrandyte Activity Centre, we're sort of suggesting that I'd like the recommendation that the Warrandyte Activity Centre Special Rate Scheme be discontinued, and with a discontinuation, of course, that we would terminate the funding agreement that currently exists with the Warrandyte Business Association, which also means that the WBA would also not be required to do their reporting. We also ask for the endorsement of the development of alternative models and projects and support activity centres throughout through marketing and promotional initiatives. I'm pretty sure that we'd be able to find manners of which are basically initiated by the traders, and would it be their idea that we can actually support and encourage and give them assistance in that way for their promotion for their activity centres. So I ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Conlon.
Yeah, I'll speak to it. Summary, the property owners and business owners have spoken, 92.6%, 84% against the scheme. I would also like to note regarding Part C of the recommendation, the endorses the development of alternate models, projects that support activity centres, etc. That in 5.3 of the report, this would involve Council's affiliation with statewide and national marketing schemes. This would come through improved resource and operational budget allocation from not administering the special rate and charge schemes. So I endorse this to the, commend it to the Council, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from the officers where that money went.
Any speakers against? I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. 12.4, National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, and HAC Program for Younger People Transition Update. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galbally.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Chin. Councillor Galbally.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Councils are not a specialised disability service provider. And so by us not registering as a service provider under the NDIS, which is part of the recommendation, we would actually save our energies in effect, that we would actually be able to support the businesses that are specialised in this field. NDIS is going to be rolling out in November this year, and with this rollout, quite a few of our recipients of our disability support services will be eligible. We will be continuing to support those who are not going to be coming under the NDIS scheme. I would like to say, as Chair of the Access and Equity Advisory Committee, that this did come to our table. And the committee, I'll just recap, we were provided with positive feedback, and we gave positive feedback, and the role that Council is to take is more of a supportive and smooth transitioning for the eligible people, but also as an ongoing basis that we will be supporting those that will not be eligible under the NDIS scheme. And we, our role in once the rollout comes, I think for Council is more as a middle person where we can actually support them, support the families to engage and get the support that they need. Because as we know, our residents are used to coming to Council for any of these services, and we're probably going to continue that for a while. So it'll be a bit of a culture change for them as well. And we also would do a lot of transitioning with and assisting people from diverse backgrounds and culture to support the new services, because I think they'll need to sort of get their head around and understand the whole concept of the NDIS. So with all that, I hope that my councillors will support this.
Thank you. Councillor Chin? Any to speak against? I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Okay. Item 13, Shared Services. 13.1, Consideration of Public Submissions 2017-2018, Annual Budget, Council Plan 2017-2021, and Healthy City Strategy 2017-2021.
Councillors, I wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest in this item because of an indirect interest due to close association. and I'll be leaving the meeting room for the duration of the discussion in this matter.
Thank you. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I'll be brief. This has been an important part of our passing of our annual budget is to consider public submissions in respect of that budget and in respect of our council plan and again in respect of the Healthy City Strategy. We've been through that process. We've taken the temperature of the community in respect of our plans, and we've had quite a number of submissions. In fact, we've had several hundred submissions. The dominant feature of those submissions was on one particular issue, which was seeking differential rates in retirement villages. And as you can see from the papers, we have elected not to consider providing differential rates for people within retirement villages. The majority of the people who have petitioned us in this regard come from one particular facility, Applewood, and we have as council considered this in a number of years, and we won't be I can say that as a group we haven't considered their particular proposition to have merit. It is as simple as that. I can't see any basis for us to provide a benefit of a lower rate for a selected group of residents who live in retirement villages and leave the burden of rates to the rest of the community. What we have done is we've listened carefully to that community, but we haven't agreed with their proposition. There have been other proposals put before us. There weren't many other submissions in the context of the budget. There was an important submission from Doncare seeking increased funding as a result of the federal government, as a result of a Fair Work decision to increase the salaries of people in the community services sector. That's an important initiative by the Fair Work Commission because it seeks to provide wage increases for poorly paid people in the community services sector, and that is a sector that is dominated by women. Women who have not had leverage to get salary increases. And the Fair Work Commission has provided a substantial increase over a number of years in that sector. And Doncare is a significant contributor in our community, and they were also suffering wage pressure as a result of these increases. So we have seen fit to increase their funding to address that particular challenge in their budget. And finally, we've seen fit to make some recommendations regarding how we manage our budget going into the future in respect of SRAMS Reserve and the SRAMS Cottage Precinct. SRAMS Reserve, I should get that right, shouldn't I? SRAMS Cottage at Ryshicks Reserve. I'm pleased to see this community feedback process has completed, and I would like to thank all of the members of the community who have taken the time, energy and commitment to provide us feedback on the budget.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes? Any to speak against? Councillor Zephyropoulos?
Madam Mayor, whilst I'm supporting for the budget and the very comprehensive process that we've used as a council to ensure that we fulfilled all the legitimate needs of the municipality, a small item in relative terms to the overall budget of $25,000 is the one that I'm disagreeing with. This amount of money would enable this council to show leadership in relation to gambling, which is taking $57 million out of our municipality. And not only is it taking money, but it is creating a lot of unnecessary, in my view, family environment, violence, financial stress, health issues and so on. And whilst Australia as a country can be proud of a lot of things, gambling is not, unfortunately, one of the things we can be proud of. We're probably leading globally in terms of poker machines and so on. And therefore, I feel I do not feel proud that we found that we can get the benefits that we can get from this organisation that was asking membership of $25,000 by simply relying on other councils putting in the $25,000 and for us simply getting the benefits. I feel uncomfortable about this.
Okay, speakers four. Like to close, Councillor McLeish?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I do understand the sentiments of my fellow councillor. Poker machines are indeed a scourge in our community. Australia has, quite bizarrely, one third of the world's poker machines. It's quite incredible that a country as small as Australia can have one third of the world's poker machines. It's just extraordinary. I supported us becoming a member of the Alliance, a non-financial member, and I do appreciate the sentiment. That's a very worthy organisation. I thank the organisation for their submission to our budget.
Thank you. I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Councillor Piccinini has joined us again.